Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thursday.
Good morning, everybody. It's Thursday, January the 23rd. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah, and it is National Handwriting Day. It's weird. I got in kind of a little tiff with my mom recently. Mm-hmm. Apparently, there's this thing in schools, this new initiative in schools to bring back cursive, to teach kids how to write in cursive. I'm like, what's the point? Ugh. And she and I kind of argued about it. It's good to write. I'm like, tell me when my kid is ever going to need to write in cursive.
Well, they should. Because
what about their name? I'm like, who cares?
No one's going to be signing checks anymore.
Right.
I mean, my kids are 5 and 2. They're never going to be using cursive ever.
Ever.
Ever. Well,
maybe if they're writing thank you notes, they will.
Sarah, they're going to type them.
No, they're not. You have to handwrite a thank you note.
Okay, so handwrite it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
it's
why
nice,
does it have to be in cursive?
Because it's nice to have the option. It's nice to know.
So we're going to create a complete curriculum in our schools for something that our children may never, that's called algebra. But
I mean,
anyway,
seriously, I loved taking cursive in schools.
Yes, you loved.
But that's different.
Tense.
Times have changed.
Times have completely changed.
So I have like a day planner, and every day I write in it, and my handwriting is really nice.
Is it cursive?
No, but
exactly.
I can write in cursive.
Exactly. You don't use it.
Well, why are you so against it?
I just don't. I think it's completely unnecessary.
It's like if you want to listen to a cassette or VHS still.
Right.
It's like your time has passed you by. Like, I'm with Booker 100% on this. It makes no sense whatsoever.
It's not like cursive is old. There's no time stamp on cursive and nice handwriting.
You're never going to use it.
Well,
thank you notes.
Do you think our founding fathers are like, we're going to be writing in calligraphy until 2020?
There you go. Let's say your kids have to read the Declaration of Independence. If they have not learned cursive, how are they going to do it?
Well, it's rewritten below it in regular letters.
How are they going to do it? How are they going to read?
Well, you know what, Sarah? That's a great point. Because
there's just better things that you could be using, wasting your time. I don't want to say wasting your time, but there's better classes you could be taking than a cursive
class.
That's
right.
I just remember first grade, Mrs. Kroom, I was finally allowed to learn cursive, and it was such like a moment in my life that I was finally old enough that I was going to get to write pretty.
But you're saying you remember. Sarah, that's a thing in the past. It's gone.
I just think we're done with that.
It's like, gone.
Bring back the past.
Like how to operate a VCR 101.
No one ever knows.
Right.
Come on, man. People are just holding on to stuff that just can't let go.
On a lighter note, it's National Pie Day. So there's
like
that.
The eating pie or the number?
No, P-I-E.
Oh, yum.
National Pie Day. I have not had a pie in a really long time. Last time I had a pie was from Chez Z.
Oh, it's a good place to have a pie.
It's a good place to have a pie. You know what I'm talking about? It's off of
2222.
Boom, yeah, my bag.
Yep.
Woo!
Someone's hungry right now.
Dang, give me a pie, y'all. Hey, good morning. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah. We thank you so much for having us on. We got a great happy story to start off this Thursday morning after this from Post Malone, Mix 94.7. What's up?
Hey, hey.
Hello.
Hey, we got a great happy story for you, but it starts off not so happy.
Oh, boy.
Gets better. Wait for the end. I'm giving you a happy ending, Alex.
Okay, thank you.
Ironically, it's not the first time I've said that.
Okay.
Anyway, there's a pizza guy in Port Huron, Michigan, named Raiden Jones, who left his keys in his car while dropping off an order.
When
he came back 2 minutes later, guess what happened?
Car got stolen.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man.
But luckily, a total stranger named Kevin Lenke helped him out, not once, but twice. He was driving home when he saw Raiden's car go the wrong way on the highway, so he called 911, and the woman who stole it promptly sideswiped another car and tried to run off. But Kevin chased after her and convinced her to wait for the cops to come. Turns out she has a history of mental health issues. Luckily, no one was seriously hurt, but Raiden's car was pretty mangled, so Kevin stepped up again. Are you ready for this, y'all?
Okay, tell me.
What do you think he did?
Bought him a car.
Gave him his car.
What?
Gave him his car. Isn't that incredible?
Well, what would he do then?
Yeah, who has spare cars laying around?
He'd been planning to sell his old minivan.
Okay.
But when he found out that the wreck car belonged to a pizza guy, he decided he didn't need the money as much as Raiden needed a new ride. Raiden was shocked when he found out. He said it's just mind-blowing that someone he had never met would come out of nowhere and do something so nice for him. There's this incredible picture of him in the minivan, and he's got his hands clasped together like he's praying.
Oh, man.
You know, like when you do that with your nose, yeah. Like the top is over your nose, and you're like,
you're just
oh, my
shocked.
God, life is so good right
wow.
now.
Wow.
It's absolutely incredible. Check this out.
In and out, you know, give him the food, take the money, leave, and in that amount of time, she was gone.
I was just heading out to my house, and as I was driving, the car in front of me was just driving erratically. Just was like asking, like, I'm like, where are you going? I'm like, just come back with me. And she tried to hop the fence a couple times, and I kind of just pulled her back over a little bit. And like, hey, if you need the vehicle, I got one I can give them.
You know, and that's
so I hope it helps you out. You know, I know how it is, just
mind blowing.
I understand, you know, taking some hits and having to work through them, and things happen in life really fast, and it can get upside down.
How incredible is that, right?
That's a
hoping
good dude.
To restore your faith in humanity. We'll send you the story if you text HAPPY to 51993. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah. We love you. Thank you so much for listening to Mix 94.7.
Here's what's trending right now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
America has spoken. Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston. Who knew that in the year 2020 we'd be losing our minds over a possible reunion?
Oh, I knew.
I never thought this would happen.
We can never let it go. If they're ever in a room together, we're like, they're in love. They're going to get back together.
Here we are. They talk, they touch, they sit next to each other at award shows. Where's Angelina Jolie? Who knows? Who cares? A survey of nearly 8,000 people finally sheds light on whether we as a country need it to happen. And the result is, we're kind of ambivalent.
Okay, good.
Meaning?
Meaning, we don't really care.
Oh, gosh, thank goodness. I feel so bad for Brad and Jen every single time this happens.
Only 23% of respondents said that they should date again, while 16% say they shouldn't. The other 61% don't know. Now, I can understand if you don't care.
Yeah.
But how can you not know? I mean, how hard is it to pick a side?
Yeah. Is there a do not care, like, column? Because I think that 61% of don't know is a lot of don't care.
Who cares?
I mean, they've been there, done that. It's like, but leave them alone.
Why is it our business?
Exactly.
If they want to get back together, let them get back together. If they want to just be friends, let them be friends.
And all y'all out there that want them back together, how many ex-boyfriends have you gotten back together with years later and it's worked out? I mean, they're real people. They actually broke up. They're not just, right. You know, characters in a movie.
They were married from 2000 to 2005.
Hey, something we really care about. Check this out. So the U.S. Department of Transportation just proposed new rules that would bring an end to this era of emotional support animals on airplanes. So get this. If the rules take effect, the only service animals that would be allowed on flights are dogs. So remember, there was a time when, was there a peacock that was on a flight once?
Oh, it was crazy, like a llama.
Wasn't there one that was like trapped here or stuck here in Austin? It was a raccoon or
a possum,
and they wouldn't let him back on the flight to California.
Ridiculous. I mean, that means that there's no pigs, no miniature horses, no turkeys, just dogs.
Y'all, I just saw something on Twitter. It's one of the funniest things ever. Someone tweeted out, can someone please explain why the F there's a dog on this plane? And it's a picture of a dog sitting in a seat, turning back around, looking. Well, apparently the owner of the dog saw that on Twitter, took the picture that person posted, and created their own Twitter account called Dog on a Plane. And then they retweeted, mind your effing business, I paid for my ticket. The fact that they made a social media account is so good.
By the way, the Department of Transportation worded their proposal very carefully to make sure they were very sensitive to people with legitimate needs for support animals, but they're cracking down the limit people who are falsely claiming that their pets are service animals. Someone spoke yesterday about this, and she came on and said, if you put on a white jacket and say you're a doctor, you're not a doctor. So if you put a service animal vest on a dog that you bought online, it's not a service animal. The animal needs to be trained.
Exactly right. Yeah, I told the story recently about how I was walking in my neighborhood with my two small kids, and we came across this service animal, and I was very careful to make sure that my kids did not try to pet the animal, especially
hard.
Because it was a service animal, mm-hmm. which you don't pet, right? Right? And the neighbor was like, oh, no, it's okay. It's not really a service animal. I just put it on there. I got so mad. I'm like, you're abusing the system.
Well, you're not alone because the number of complaints about service animals that really aren't service animal on flights jumped from around 700 back in 2013 to more than 3,000 5 years later.
Move over, Cabela's, because Kyle's about to get fancy. Booker, your mom lives in Buda, which is technically where Cabela's is. But in Kyle, right near Buda, they're planning a billion-dollar area called Uptown Kyle. It's located off Kohler's Crossing and 1626. Uptown Kyle will include a hotel, convention center, office spaces, a soccer complex, and dozens of stores and restaurants, and they're comparing it to the Domain.
Wow, that's like, great.
Yeah, it's awesome. I feel like mini domains are popping up. They're all likening it to the Domain, popping up all over the city.
They're about to pop. Yeah, there's one in East Riverside about to pop up. There's one South Austin that's about to pop up. And then now Kyle.
Well, I think it's great because it seems like all the growth in Austin is happening north. Like all the cool things are happening north. Yeah. And for people that live south, like Buda and Kyle, there's nothing really like that. And it's cool that they're doing this.
And they're using the Domain's Phase 2 designer. And Phase 2 of the Domain is fancy.
Okay. America has spoken, and we don't really know if Brad and Jen should get back together. Matter of fact, only 23% of people said that they should date again. The days of bringing your emotional support peacock on planes could be coming to an end, and a billion-dollar uptown area moves forward in Kyle. That is what's trending. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7. Good morning. Well, here we are in Austin, Texas, one of the most single cities in the country, but we're hoping to change that in 2020 with a little segment we call Hook Up or Hang Up.
Hook up or hang up, what you gonna choose? Hey. Hook up or hang up, what you gonna choose?
Alex and Sarah, say hi to Ariana.
Hi.
Hey, girl.
I love you guys.
Thank you very much for that, and thank you for calling in. So we have a guy named Toby that we think you may like, but first, let us get to know you a little bit better and what it is you're looking for in a guy.
Okay, well, definitely one that's employed. doesn't live with his parents, but still has a really, really good relationship with them. Did I say employed?
Yeah. You're not alone. Everyone we talk to, that's like the first thing they say.
It's so sad you have to say it, but yeah.
I definitely need that.
Well, yeah, because it just, Booker always gets mad when I say this, and I'm going to stereotype.
Okay,
but
go
it
ahead.
Feels like there is this movement of women that really have their
act
stuff
together.
Uh-huh. And on the flip, while there are a lot of guys who have their act together, there are a lot of guys who just do not.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's frustrating. Probably for guys as well. It's just hard because you got, let's just not even make it a sex thing. There are people who have their stuff together and people who don't.
Yeah,
and
right.
It's hard to find someone that matches with your drive.
To piggyback onto your comment, I believe that men have always taken a long time to really kind of figure out what they want to do.
Yeah,
and that has not changed.
No.
However, I feel that women are making their mind up much, much earlier than before. So there is that weird gap of, here we go, I'm a career-driven woman, and here I am, a guy that really has no idea what I want to do.
Yeah.
All right, Ariana, now what makes you a catch?
Well, I'm employed. and I like to think I'm pretty funny. I'm a good cook. I went to culinary school.
Oh, wow. Nice. What's your specialty? Right now, if you and I are going to have a date at your house, what would you make? What's your go-to?
Oh, definitely scallops and risotto.
Wow. 100%. All right.
I hate to say it, but I would want someone who is a good cook as well, because I don't want to have to cook everything all the time.
Gotcha.
And a sharp dresser.
Sharp dresser.
All right. Oof.
Alex and Sarah, let's see if we got a winner here. Say hi to Toby.
Toby!
Hi, Toby.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey. Toby, right. Say hi to Ariana.
Hi, Ariana. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, guys, we're going to give you 60 seconds to get to know each other. Ariana's going to ask you some questions. Toby, you please feel free to chime in at any point. Only 1 minute to decide whether or not you want to continue the conversation. If you're feeling at the end, you're going to say hook up. If you're not, then you're literally going to hang up the phone. So if you're ready, we'll start the countdown. Toby and Ariana, it's hook up or hang up. 60 seconds. Right now.
Hi. So, are you a fan of The Office because your name is Toby?
question.
No, but I started watching it because of that, and I enjoy it, but it's not for me. I'd much rather I like shows that are a little more serious, darker.
Okay.
What about you?
Well, I love The Office, but I mean, I used to like Game of Thrones when it was on, I guess.
That's darker.
That's darker.
Oh, yeah.
That's darker.
Okay. Yeah.
And what do you do?
I'm not watching Game of Thrones.
That's funny.
What do you do?
You guys asked the same question at the same time. So we'll start off with you. Ariana, what do you do when you're not watching TV?
Well, I cook. I'm a chef.
Oh, cool.
How about you, Toby?
I love to eat. Yeah, so I'm actually working on becoming a writer. I sold my business about 2-3 years ago, and since then I've kind of stepped back to like figure out what exactly it is I want to do going forward, and I've had a little bit of pocket change saved up from selling that, so I've always wanted to be a writer, so that's kind of where I'm moving towards.
All right, well, time is up, but I do have one follow-up question. What kind of writer do you want to be?
I write sort of quasi true crime novels.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
So Alex is here. Do you? You have a good feeling here, Sarah?
They both made each other laugh. Mm. I think that was great.
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. I'm really kind of 50-50 too. Yeah. All right. Well, think about it. I know it's only a minute, but if you felt there might have been a connection and want to continue it later, then say hook up. But if you just kind of know right away, I don't think that this is the one for me, literally hang up the phone. Obviously, we'll get the hint. All right. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Ariana and Toby, it's hook up or hang up. Let's do this in 3, 2, 1.
Hook up. Oh, man.
Ariana?
No, I didn't hang up. It went mute for a second.
Oh, so you're good.
Wait, are you saying hook up?
Yes.
Hook up!
Oh, yeah! Oh, I knew it! Oh, my God.
Wow. I was so scared.
His poor heart, like, fell to the floor. Did you hear it in his tone? He's like, oh, my God.
He said it quietly.
I got an incoming call, and I tried to decline it, and it didn't work.
Oh my gosh.
These two are going to get married.
But
I already feel it.
He was like, hook up?
Oh, my God. That's
he's
awesome.
Like, oh, dang. Bro, she was getting incoming calls. You probably said hook up at the exact same time, but oh man, that's
great.
All right, well,
yeah, I was about to hang up.
He was literally gonna hang up. Good luck to you guys. That's awesome.
Hook up or hang up, what you gonna choose? Hey. Hook up or hang up, what you gonna choose?
His current record is 1,320 wins with just 117 losses. This morning, Sarah and I are rooting for Siobhan. Siobhan lives in Kyle, where she is a stay-at-home mom. Let's welcome her to Austin's favorite game.
Dance, Beat,
Booker! Siobhan!
Hi, how are y'all?
We are so good, and we're so glad that you're joining us for Can't Be Booker. Here's the way it works. I'm leaving the room right now, and Sarah is about to ask you 5 pop culture trivia questions. When you are done, I will answer the exact same 5. Whoever gets more right is going to win, okay?
Okay, got
it. All right, good luck.
Thanks. All right, Siobhan, Mr. Brad Booker is out the door.
Question number 1. Mariska Hargitay is 56 years old today. True or false? She has been with Law and Order SVU for all 21 seasons.
That's true.
Last night was the series premiere of Awkwafina is Nora from Queens on Comedy Central. I'm obsessed with her right now. One of her first big breaks in the movies was a spinoff of Steven Soderbergh's Ocean Trilogy and featured the cast Sandra Bullock, Kate Blanchett, and Anne Hathaway. What movie was that?
Ocean's 12 or Ocean's 13.
Okay. Rob Lowe was promoting his new show, Lone Star 911, at the Packers 49ers game over the weekend, and he was wearing a hat with what logo that has everybody upset and talking?
Oh, I don't know that one.
Okay, how about this? Selena Gomez has the new number one album in America. It sold 112,000 copies last week. Is it called Manic, Rare, or Lonely?
Lonely.
And finally, for one reason or another, there are a lot of big celebrities that are not on the Walk of Fame in Los Angeles. Leonardo DiCaprio, Prince, Julia Roberts, Robert Redford, George Clooney. None of them have a star. What street is the Walk of Fame on in Los Angeles.
Hollywood Boulevard.
All right, we'll bring him back in.
Okay.
Booker!
Hey!
Hi. She got two right. She almost got three.
All right.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Mariska Hargitay, the queen, my number one.
Yeah.
Love of my life. 56 years old today. True or false, she has been with Law & Order SVU all 21 seasons.
Well, I got to think that's true because she's been on it as long as I can remember. Yeah.
You know that? Yes, that's correct. If I think I would just start crying if I ever met her. Like, I just would want to hold her and hug her. I know, it's creepy.
Fun fact, yeah. Sarah just discovered Law & Order SVU like a year ago, even though it's been on for 21 years.
It's okay. It's okay.
Here's another fun fact. Sarah Osbourne has never seen a single episode of The Simpsons.
Well, one day maybe that'll change.
Maybe.
Last night was the series premiere of Awkwafina is Nora from Queens on Comedy Central. I'm also obsessed with her right now. One of her first big movie breaks was a spinoff of Steven Soderbergh's Ocean's Trilogy with the ensemble cast of Sandra Bullock, Kate Blanchett, and Hathaway.
I forgot she was in that movie. She was so
what
good.
What is it? What is it? What is it called?
Ocean's 8.
Yes, that's correct. She got Ocean's, yes, but it's hard to remember what number.
Yeah.
Rob Lowe is promoting his new show, Lone Star 911, at the Packers 49ers game over the weekend, and he's wearing a hat with what logo that's got everybody upset?
Well, they're upset because it just said NFL. Like, he chose to, like, he refused to pick any team or just wear nothing at all.
Right.
I mean, so, the fact that he was so homogenized with NFL.
So he was there, I'm assuming, because they do the whole, like, oh, Rob Lowe's in the audience.
Yes.
And he has the new show coming up, so make sure to watch. And then I guess he didn't want to root for one or the
other.
Exactly. So he just is like, I like all teams.
Right.
I just love sports in general. Selena Gomez has the new number one album in America. What is it called? Manic, Rare, or Lonely?
Ooh, huh. I know I've read this. Manic, Lonely, or Rare? Rare. It's not, I don't think it's Manic. Rare or Lonely? Lonely.
That's what you guys both guessed, but it is Rare.
Rare.
Manic.
That was my gut.
Manic is the new album from Halsey, which is very good. And finally, for one reason or another, there's so many celebrities that are not on the Walk of Fame in Los Angeles. Leonardo DiCaprio, Prince, Julia Roberts, Robert De Niro, Brad Pitt, Robert Redford. I mean, the list goes, Will Smith, what? Mel Gibson, Jim Carrey?
Well, and let me break this down for you real quick.
Well,
it's not that, I mean, I know you know,
pay,
but.
Oh.
Yeah, right. You have to be nominated, and then you have to pay for it. So some of these people are like, I'm not going to pay for
it. Right, but some people haven't even been nominated.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, which is crazy. Anyway, what street is it on?
Hollywood Boulevard?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
4 out of 5.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Chiffon.
Thank you. I'm Chiffon from Kyle, and I can't beat Booker.
All right.
Good try.
Hey, if you've always wanted to play Can't Beat Booker, let me remind you that Can't Beat Booker Live is coming to Round Rock a week from this Thursday, the 30th of January at 6 o'clock. You got a chance to win a $250 gift card if you beat me in Can't Beat Booker. That's at third base in Round Rock on the 30th of January.
Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
According to a new poll, Senator Bernie Sanders has passed Joe Biden and now leads the Democratic field nationally. And as is always the case when Bernie passes someone, his blinker is still on.
Such an interesting situation. Y'all, we have Meredith from Pflugerville on the phone, and she is worried that her daughter is going to find out that she is adopted.
Jesus, that's huge.
Hey, good morning, Meredith.
Good morning, guys.
All right. So what's going on that makes you feel like she's going to find out she's adopted?
Okay, so basically the bottom line is they're doing a DNA test at school online, a project. And I am really worried that it's going to reveal that she was adopted because as the years went by, we just never told her. We meant to, but it just never came up. Mm. And now all of a sudden she's in high school. Now they're doing these projects and everything is so technically advanced. I'm just really worried.
Yeah, that's a pretty big secret to be holding on to.
Oh, man.
But I understand you want to wait for the right time and... Time goes by so quickly.
I mean, you said yourself that you've been waiting and then you just kind of forgot. I mean, now is the time. I mean, you know what I mean? When is it ever going to be a good time? I mean, unfortunately, the teacher's going to be the one telling her.
It's so interesting because I feel like so many of my friends that are adopting right now, like there's such this, it feels like big movement to adopt. And so everybody is so loud and proud about it. You know, I just think the conversation has changed. Your daughter's a teenager. I know times were maybe different just even a decade and a half ago. But it's just, it's such an interesting thing to keep a secret because, and I'm not, I don't know because I've never been in that situation, but it's such an interesting thing. It's not a bad thing. So it's such an interesting thing to keep a secret.
But you have to know when the right time is. It's not something you want to tell like a six-year-old. You want to be able to tell them when they can process that information.
I mean, isn't the time that they can process
it? Sure, but time slips by, you know?
Well, let me let you guys know. I have a cousin that this exact situation happened, and she was adopted, and her parents didn't tell their son that wasn't adopted that your sister's adopted. So
wait, hold on. Let me try to understand that.
Break it down.
Okay, so. You have a cousin, okay, that is adopted.
Yes, and none of us knew until she was 18.
Okay.
And then my other cousin, who is...
A different cousin.
But they're brother and sister.
Oh, brother and sister, okay.
He never knew she was adopted. He always thought it was biological sister.
Is he biological?
Yeah.
Okay.
And she's not.
All right. Did she know she was adopted?
She did.
She found out when she was 18.
Older, right. 18.
But okay. I mean, she didn't know until 18.
Oh, no. She was adopted as a young, small baby, like an infant. And so everyone basically found out at 18. And guess how that went?
Well.
Not well?
No. No one talks anymore. Both her parents, by the way, have passed on. But my cousin, the brother, does not talk to his sister. The sister does not talk to the brother.
Oh, wow.
We don't talk to the sister. It's just crazy.
But why
weird.
Not? Because even though they're not biological, they still grew up as brother and sister.
Exactly. And that's what blows my mind. I think Sarah said something like decades ago. It was never frowned upon, but it was kind of like, let's just not mention it. But that just blows my mind. Like, how can you grow together for 18 years, the brother and sister, and all of a sudden that is the straw that broke the camel's back?
I would love people to call in and give advice who have been through this before, but I can say for me personally, I would love to hear from my parents, my loved ones' information versus finding out online in a school project, because then that would feel like a betrayal. And, you know, we are in a world where it's so easily accessible now. And I would just want to know from the people I love.
I guess I don't really understand how all that works, like how she would find out, but.
All of a sudden, it could be like she's super part something.
Right. Like the whole family tree. And like nothing's making sense.
Yeah. I mean, it could be like, oh, you're 70%, I don't
Scandinavian.
Right.
When mom's from Germany.
Right.
Yeah.
Something
I got like, well, that makes no sense.
Yeah. I'm so glad I'm not in this situation.
So, Meredith, our blink on this is that you should tell her before she gets the results back of the DNA test. But maybe you shouldn't. Maybe you should. What do we know?
After hearing that story, I think I'm going to call the school and see if I can, I don't know, take her out during the day the results are coming. Yeah. I don't know what to do.
I was going to say the flu's coming. I think it's sick day for your kid.
So you're saying that you don't want her to get the results, not that you don't want to tell her. Oh, this is interesting.
Yeah.
All right, hang on. We got you. We're going to talk to some people who are much smarter than we are. 512-643-5947 or text us to 51993. We just talked to Meredith, Booker, Alex, and Sarah. She has a daughter that's about to find out that she's adopted. She's afraid of that because she took a DNA test, part of a project for school. She never told her daughter, and she's like, what do I do now? 512-643-5947. Kathy and Taylor, you were actually adopted. Is that true?
Yes, that's true.
Okay. And hearing Meredith's story, what would you recommend she do?
She needs to sit her daughter down now and tell her that she is adopted. It is wrong to keep it from her.
Yeah.
I've known since I was born, and it's just something that she needs to know, find out now. Better from somebody else.
You said since you were born, but what's the earliest memory of your parents, your adoptive parents, telling you that you were adopted?
I don't ever remember them having a conversation. It's just like I've always known.
Oh, you've always known, yeah.
They've always been open about it, and we talk about it, and they're my parents, you know.
I know it's hard to think about this because you're not in that situation, but would you be upset if you were a teenager and you accidentally found out and your parents never told you?
Extremely upset.
Yeah. Okay. Well, very good. Thank you.
Extremely upset.
Dave actually adopted a kid. Dave in Northwest Austin. Good morning.
How's it going?
Good, man. Thank you for calling. So what do you think Meredith should do?
Well, I think she's got to tell her.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's in the 80s and 90s, it was really common to just not tell kids. And and a lot of kids would find out when they got older. And when they did, it would create a lot of emotional issues. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, a lot of the counselors today really encourage your parents to tell the kids as soon as you can and just kind of work it into their story.
Yeah.
When did you do it?
So we did it when our kids were probably 2 or were three. They were adopted as sibling groups, so they sort of always knew. But even with my one-year-old, you know, as she got older, we just constantly talked about it. We talked about her birth family and how special she was to us, and it became part of her story, and she really learned to embrace it.
Great. Thank you so much. Kiki is calling from Temple. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Kiki, were you adopted?
No, I was not, but I do have a cousin who was.
And what do you think Merida should do? Because right now she needs to do it, right? She needs to have that conversation.
Yeah. She definitely should, because my cousin's experience was that I had an uncle who accidentally told her, and she never talked to her parents again. We're like almost 30 years old now, and she still has not talked to her parents.
So the fact that she hid that secret from her was enough for her to kind of disassociate herself.
It feels like betrayal.
Wow. Even though she gave her this good life.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, it made her feel like they lied to her whole life, because she never really knew where she came from.
I feel that. We got some texts at 51993. I would tell her, but to make it easier for the parents, to make it not sound bad, I would say, quote, I wanted to wait till you were 18, but tell you now. And then I also love this, and we're getting a lot of texts about families who have adopted children celebrate Gotcha Day. They celebrate the child's birthday, but they also celebrate the day they got to bring them home, and that's their Gotcha Day.
Oh, that's cute.
I like that.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Booker, Alex, and Sarah makes 94.7.
Before leaving a big economic conference in Switzerland today, Trump sat down for an interview with CNBC and was asked for his thoughts on Elon Musk. Check it out.
Do you have comments on Elon Musk?
Well, you have to give him credit. I spoke to him very recently, and he's also doing the rockets. He likes rockets, and he does good at rockets, too, by the way.
Sounds like a little kid describing Buzz Lightyear.
He does good with the rockets.
Thursday already?
Yes.
Seriously.
Oh my gosh, this is amazing.
It seems like it was just Thursday.
It really does.
And it's not like we were off on Monday like some people. We were working Monday.
Yes.
It just seems like a short week.
Yeah, but it still feels like a short week because
totally.
Other people were off.
Yeah,
so
good
I
point.
Feel it.
All right, guys, here we go. It's time for What Year Was It? I'm going to play a game with you two. You're all so good at this. What I'll do, though, is highlight some pop culture events from 1 year in history. We're going to go back a little bit. This is really, truly history.
1942.
All right. Yes, that is absolutely right, Sarah. Wow.
The roaring 20s.
Your job is to guess what year was it. All right, here we go, y'all. On the road again. It was on this day, January 23rd, the IRS began auctioning off Austin I. Willie Nelson's property to satisfy the back taxes he owed. I call him an Austinite. He's not really, truly an Austinite, but we claim him.
Yeah, totally. Why not?
Totaled $16 million, the amount of back taxes that Willie owed.
Wow.
Dude.
$16
million. Okay. Which means he made like $1 billion. I mean, that's not really correct math. Though.
No, but that Willie is a lot of money. Same year, the White House announced the start of Operation Desert Storm to drive Saddam Hussein out of Kuwait.
The liberation of Kuwait has begun. In conjunction with the forces of our coalition partners, the United States has moved under the code name Operation Desert Storm to enforce the mandates of the United Nations Security Council. As of 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Operation Desert Storm forces were engaging targets in Kuwait and Iraq.
This next clue is from a boy, Alex Franco. Colombian drug lord Pablo Escobar surrenders to police. And rock band Nirvana released a single. This is not going to help you at all, but I find it to be a very fascinating fact. NFL owners stripped Phoenix of the Super Bowl. They were supposed to have the Super Bowl, but they took it away because Arizona did not recognize Martin Luther King Day.
Wow.
Are you serious?
Isn't that interesting?
And I'm not about stripping, but they did not recognize...
So I've heard.
MLK Day?
Yeah. That's really crazy.
Isn't that interesting?
And what year was that?
I don't know.
Oh,
what
shucks.
Year was that, Alex? Give it a shot.
I mean, it's early 90s. I want to say 1991. It's between 1991 and 1994. I know that's kind of broad, but it's one of those years.
If you had to lock it in right now, what would you say?
1991.
Sarah. I'm locking in 92.
Right now you're going to do it?
Well, I just don't think I'll have a better guess.
Yeah.
But it feels good.
I'm going to play you the number one song on the radio January 23rd.
I wasn't listening to radio at this time in my life.
So
only
it won't help.
Christian music.
All right. She locks in 1992. Alex, you want to lock it in or you want to hear the song?
Sure. Let me go bold. No, let me hear the song.
Man, that even sounds old. Did you get that off a tape player?
Who is this, Sarah?
Love would never do without you.
It took me a little bit, but I figured it out finally. But
come on,
who
Sarah,
does?
You really don't know?
Dude, it took me a while too, Booker.
Really?
Yeah.
Paula Abdul, Whitney Houston.
Keep going. You're
Janet
in the
ballpark.
Yeah! Yeah, okay.
All right, lock it in,
and
Alex.
You know what? Why not? I'm going to lock it in 91 as long as Sarah stays locked in at 92.
All right, I will tell you.
It has to be one of us.
It is.
It is?
It is.
I think it's me.
One of you two is correct.
I think it's me.
The IRS began auctioning off Willie Nelson's property to satisfy the back taxes he owed. On the road again. White House announced the start of Operation Desert Storm. Colombian drug lord Pablo Escobar surrenders to police. Nirvana release Smells Like Teen Spirit. NFL owner stripped Phoenix of the Super Bowl due to Arizona not recognizing Martin Luther King Day. And Janet Jackson and Love Will Never Do Without You was the number one song on the radio on this day, January 23rd, 1991.
Oh,
so
sure.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, bro. You got
oh
it.
Oh, my gosh. We were close. You were close.
Gosh.
You were close. That was luck.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.